in Woodhull, Illinois, and I am with the Ridgewood Spartans baseball team. They are hometown heroes of the week. Let's hear it.
Yeah!
Excellent. Let's meet the Ridgewood Spartans baseball team.
Drake McDonough, senior, left field.
Caleb Buss, senior, center field.
Brent Castillo, sophomore, catcher.
Kevin Greenman, sophomore, shortstop.
Jarrett Lund, sophomore, third base.
Hunter Hagee, freshman, second base.
Logan O'Neill, senior, pitcher.
Andrew Allen, senior, right field.
Colton Mansker, senior, first base.
Brandon Allen, sophomore, center field.
Weston Brown, junior, third base.
Keegan Hickson, freshman, right field.
Mitchell Brooks, sophomore, second base.
Brian Anderson, senior, catcher.
Gage Miller, senior, second baseman.
Cade Franks, junior, first base.
What's going on here?
Sebastian Sharp, sophomore, first base.
Okay. Michael Wiley, junior, third baseman.
I am Matt Van Hefty. I'm a freshman, and I play right field.
Aaron Gotthardt, freshman, right field.
Ben Snyder, second base. I'm a freshman.
Kane Vinovich, junior, Cambridge.
Colton Stahl, sophomore, left field.
Cole Franks, senior, shortstop.
Boys on three! 1, 2, 3, Sparks!
We are in Woodhull, Illinois, with Coach Seth Spivey of the Ridgewood Spartans baseball team. And, Coach, tell me about this year's squad. I know a warmer weather is what you want in April, but it's hit and miss. It's like a bad girlfriend. She doesn't tell you when she's coming, and she's late. She's hot and cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We we were on the conference bye last Saturday when it was beautiful, so we did not play while everyone else in the conference was playing doubleheaders. We had no games scheduled Monday or Tuesday either. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. But all in all, you know, we've gotten in 12 games so far, which I know some people have not. So we're fortunate in that aspect. We actually played on turf 3 times to start the year. So that gave us a little bit of an advantage, being able to get a couple in early on in March.
Tell me about Coach mission statement every year. Are they kind of living up to what you thought at the beginning of the year, the squad, and what you and the other coaches tell them to do?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a definitely feeling out process with me, you know, learning these guys, never having coached any of them before. They're learning us, but they're really, really coachable. They got some good energy and enthusiasm, so they come to work every day. They've been one of the funnest groups to work with that I've ever had.
Coach Seth Spivey is here, and Coach, tell me, there's got to be a couple guys growing up that stick with you now with the coaching and decisions you make. Maybe it was when you were 7 years old, or maybe it was when you were 17. Who are those guys or that guy that did that for you?
Yeah, all kinds of different influences that I've had. Probably the biggest one is Coach Sander, Coach Roger Sander, who's now retired from Monmouth College, a big mentor for me. A lot of things that he did that I don't do, but also, you know, took away a lot of the life lessons that we try to pass along to the guys in terms of, you know, conduct, respect, and those sorts of things, the expectations that he had. So that would definitely be a big impact. Also, you know, Mike Bailey, who's the athletic director and women's basketball coach at Carl Sandburg, was my baseball coach at Carl Sandburg, and Coach Bailey gave me an opportunity out of high school to continue my baseball career, and you know, without him, I'm sure I wouldn't be standing here today.
Tell me about some of the senior leaders you got out here, even juniors. Who gets the squad up and going when maybe it's a little lackluster?
Definitely the energy comes first and foremost from Gage Miller, who's a senior utility player for us. He brings a big personality to the table. But yeah, and some of these guys we've really worked to break out of their shell a little bit. You know, Cole Franks is an excellent player for us, gets a lot of attention, but you know, Cole's a pretty reserved guy, so you know, that's not necessarily his forte. Drake McDonough is another kid with always flashing a big smile, always has something to say and something to bring to the table. So those guys are the ones that stand out in that department for us.
Well, the pastime continues tomorrow. Doubleheader. Excited about Princeville.
Yeah, it's a really big one for us. You know, Princeville's undefeated in the conference. I think they're 11-2 overall right now, so they've been playing really well. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us. Hopefully, you know, we've done the things up to this point to be able to be on par with them. You know, give it our best tomorrow, and we'll just see where the chips fall at the end of the day.
Tell me about the guys that help you out, that make these games go so much great on the bench and consulting together with these other coaches.
Yeah. Coach Ryan Main. He has been with me, is actually a former player, assisted me for 3 years when I was here before. He spent some time coaching over at Galva, but he's back with us this year, works with our infielders, coaches first base. You know, as a younger guy, I think he's 28 going on 29 now, bridges that gap between myself and the players a little bit, so I think that's an important aspect. Tim Brown, who's back from last year's squad and has coached all over the area, Rova Williams Field, was previously the coach at Alwood, and being on the staff last year, he, you know, knows the players a little bit coming in to help that transition process as we were, you know, learning the guys, not only their strengths and weaknesses on the field, but their personalities as well.
With all that you said, Seth, it sounds like a big success for the Spartans. No matter what happens this year, you got a good squad in front of you. And we might be back with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy soon. You won Hometown Heroes. The fan support was massive.
Our community support is outstanding, so we're really happy with that. No doubt that they're a fun group to work with. They're a group that really gives themselves every opportunity, I think, to maximize their potential. And where that is right now, we don't know yet, but hopefully things continue to go well for us. We continue to evolve, and if we can put $1,000 in our bank account, that always helps.
Seth, thanks for what you do for Ridgewood and what you do with these boys.
Hey, thank you very much for coming out today.